now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
We'll put them back in. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Joe's off today. Cindy Roberto out in the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA. Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We get to hear their names mentioned every now and then, but not too often. But we love them, and they love us right back. And the reason is because we give them a lot of love, and we give them a really good show, which ultimately is what it comes down to. However, in today's day and age, it is all about radio on the go. And radio on the go involves devices and platforms and all the various different ways that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And with that being said, I'll talk to you about a couple of the devices. You know, if you've got an Apple, if you have a watch, if you have an iPhone, if you've got your Android, whatever the device is, well, you can grab us. It's there. It's mobile. You know, you could be riding a bicycle right now. Bam, we're there. You're in the gym. We're there. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. You can certainly find us and all the terrific programming here on the network. But with all that being said, you're sitting at work. You know, boss allows you to, while you're doing your work, put a little music on or whatever the circumstances are. You got your speaker set up. You're good to go. You keep it down to a reasonable level, or you plug your headphones in. Yep. Go right to our website, the award-winning website for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Click on the Listen Live button. We're there. You can also see all the terrific interviews that we've done over the years, not only on this show, but on the network as well. And if you see something that piques your interest and you were thinking about, you know, your favorite legendary athlete or a particular author or a particular actor, well, guess what? Chances are pretty good it's going to be on the website. It's there for you in the archive. For us, most important of all, it's all about the American Forces Radio Network. The guys and gals that serve overseas, greatly underappreciated many times by many people. Not here on the Attack. Here, we really appreciate what you do for us. We send our love out to you. Hopefully, you'll love us right back, and you're loving some Spano and Black. We're going to step out on the other side. We'll set the table for hour two of the Attack. Lots of fun and frivolity. I guarantee it. Yes, indeed. We'll be right back.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush though, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
And there you go. That's about to sum it up. It's we could do both. Well, I've known a couple of women like that. Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAYS. Phone number 1-800-878-7529. And we're just having some fun here in this hump day edition of the Attack. You know, people forget sometimes sports is supposed to be fun. Have a good time. You know, it ain't the end of the world. If your team happens to win a championship that year, celebrate it. If it doesn't, don't send death threats. You know, I'm not going to name the player because he had enough issues, but talking about how it was a slump and the kind of stuff that was getting sent to him. Just sick crazy. And then all the nonsense that went out to Kevin Durant when he moved from OKC to Golden State. I mean, to the point where he had, for those of you who aren't familiar with the city, I'd lived out there for a long time in Oklahoma City, and they revitalized the downtown area with an area they call Bricktown, and it's got all kinds of really nice restaurants and shops and boutique shops and, you know, places to hang out and parks, all that kind of good stuff. And it's really close proximity to Chesapeake Arena. And they had a restaurant down there, which Kevin had a small part of. It was owned by a restaurant group, but he used his name on it, and it was called KD's. And they closed the restaurant after he signed with Golden State. The business had dropped off like 65%. I mean, really? You either like the food or you don't like the food. You know, just because the guy changed towns doesn't mean he's never going to come back and he's dropping an atomic bomb on your downtown area. You know, I just shook my head over that one. But anyway, on this hour of the Attack, we're going to have a little bit of fun. I didn't see anything else in baseball I really want to cover. But with that being said, pennant races are afoot. I will be keeping an eye over the next week or so on how some of the acquisitions are going for a few of the teams that made the major plays, as it were. So, you know, we do want to keep an eye on that. And then the other aspect of it, too, is, you know, injury and all that kind of good stuff. The races will get tighter. Collars will get a little tighter around some of these players and these organizations. Some handle it better than others. It's just the way of the world. But with that being said, other things to cover in the world of sports in hour two. I'm going to head to the list. I'm not a big list kind of guy, but in this particular instance, we'll have a little bit of fun with it as the Associated Press has announced their top 100 programs of all time. And for anybody who went to college and you went to a school with a football program, and I certainly skirted around them as many different times, and I was certainly around the OU program and the OSU program quite a bit. And when I was down in Mobile, it was Alabama Auburn, and, you know, we get all that. So it's, you know, we get the rankings, and it's kind of cool. And the all-time top 25, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama at 4. Now I'm going to give you the whole list. It'll be fun. Southern Cal, Nebraska, Michigan, Texas, Florida State, Florida, LSU, Penn State, University of Miami, the U, Tennessee, Georgia, Auburn, UCLA, Texas A&M, Michigan State, Washington, Arkansas, Clemson, Pittsburgh, Wisconsin, Iowa, and yep, that was Iowa. That was 25 right there. Then it falls off to the Georgia Techs, the Colorados, all that kind of good stuff. My beloved Oklahoma State Cowboys come in at 43. Sounds about right. No big omissions in the top 25. You certainly could play around with it a little bit. Colorado maybe winning a game under Coach McCartney, who passed away recently, a couple days ago. You know, Oregon Ducks were on their way to being dynastic under Chip, but haven't gotten that far yet. They're at 28. But it's funny, the top is where the debate is, and that's kind of cool. Ohio State is number one. No. No. Number four or five or six, maybe. Sorry. No justification there. Oklahoma, better program over the years. Notre Dame, certainly. And Alabama, certainly. You know, it wasn't always smooth going for Alabama, but when you have the Bear and Nick Saban in the same sentence, to me, that kind of makes it on the contentious list. Now, the way they went about it, this is the first poll. The first poll was had in 1936. They have an all-time top 100 based on this formula. 1 point, poll appearances, 1 point to mark consistency. Number one rankings, one bonus point to acknowledge elite programs, and a bonus for AP championships won, 10 points. So that's how they came up with their formula. And with the points that they did it with, that's how it plays out with Ohio State. They ended up with 1,112 points. Oklahoma, reasonably far back at 1,055. Notre Dame at 1042, then the drop off to Alabama with 993, Southern Cal 974, Nebraska 901, then it drops into the eights further down the list. Now, on the eyeball test, that don't make it, you know, because their formula of just being in the polls in a certain way rewards mediocrity. Now, look, I'm not saying Ohio State's program is mediocre. Far from it. But just because you appear in the polls doesn't mean you're a particularly great program. Now, what they did get right is most of the programs in the top 10 were at various different points in their history dominant. You know, you can't argue against Florida, Florida State, Texas, or Michigan. And people forget how good Nebraska was before the move out of what is now the Big 12 to the Big 10. And, you know, those decades of dominance have appeared. And part of that, especially with Nebraska and using their formula, the Cornhuskers in the 90s under Osborne appeared in every single top 25 poll. And they had two national championships. So we get that. It's how they make the top 25. Because, you know, to be honest about it, they've been pretty pedestrian since then. But again, a couple national championships, that'll get you there. But I mean, just on the smell test, Notre Dame and Alabama have to be ahead of Ohio State and Oklahoma. And I understand the formula. I get it. I understand why they did it that way. I get it. But anybody that thinks the Ohio State program was better than the Alabama program, They need to look at what went on with those programs as far as actual winning. I mean, you take it all the way back to the Bear and the run through. And don't forget, they had a national championship in between there. Doesn't pass the smell test. Well, we're having fun with the formula. I get it. And that's where we're going to pick it up on the other side. But we'll give you all the takeaways you need to have and just how exactly this breaks down for your favorite team if you happen to go to one of these schools. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano Black. Don't go anywhere.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a valid question. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And if Twitter's more your thing, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Again, we're going over the list, and these kind of things are always fun, and it stirs up debate and fun and good times, and you know, people who have gone to these kind of schools have a good time debating it and having fun with it and all that kind of good stuff. And there's a certain level of pride that goes around with this as well, and certainly understandable. you know, look, you got the Ohio State Buckeyes sitting on top. And, you know, to rank it down, as I said, you know, anybody who's been watching college football in the recent history vintages, you know, you've seen Nebraska, Michigan, Florida State, the all-time top 10. But, again, all three of those teams have a real distinct distinction, a unique distinction, I should say. They were all ranked in the AP poll for an entire decade. And, you know, in the 90s, when you think about it, you think about all those Bobby Bowden teams that missed national championships by missed field goals. They could have been ranked in the top two, literally one or two. But during the 90s, Florida State, Nebraska, like I said, Nebraska, but Florida State as well, 100% of the AP polls. And they each got a national title twice. So that got them in there. But Nebraska was dominant longer. And, you know, Michigan, same deal. But that's how they arrived. And when you think about where the Michigan program was in the 60s, they were in and out, never dominant. Bo Schembechler gets there. And although they did not win a national title, they never left the AP rankings during that period of time. Never. Now, in more modern times, you're talking about University of Florida, Miami, and Florida State. And the thing with those three teams, they didn't even really, I mean, they had football, but they didn't appear in the AP poll, which again started in 36, until 1950. That was Florida and Miami. State didn't get there until 64. So for them to be as ranked as high as they are is a testament to what Bobby Bowden built down there. You know, can Johnny Reed write? Well, that's questionable. But for what he built down there as far as a football program. Florida State has been number one 72 times in the poll. Miami 67 times. Pretty impressive. And then, you know, you throw into the mix the elite programs and people forget, you know, Notre Dame's been down for so long now at this point in time. You know, it's, you can't, and again, using their formula, you can't fall out of the poll. That's the trick. You stay in the poll and you stay in it for consecutive periods of time. That's how you get your points in their formula. So Ohio State, and the reason why they're sitting at number one, the most number one appearances, 105. Highest percentage of total appearances, 77.2%. And even in the 40s when they sucked, well, relatively speaking, they still appeared in more than half of the AP polls. 40s were also the worst decade for USC. Trojans still appeared in 47% of the polls. Texas fell off in the 90s. But 47% of the polls. And, you know, for Notre Dame, who many would argue should be number one, their low point being in the 2000s, truly modern times, they still feature appearances of more than 45% of the polls. And that's where the preseason stuff comes into play. You got to realize something. With these perennial powerhouses, they're always sitting in the polls to start out with. You know, they're always sitting there as a top five, a top 10 team until after week three, you discover all of a sudden they stink. and then they drop like a rock. But you have the guys that always vote for them because, number one, they don't watch football. Number two, they don't watch football. And they just, they see the name and they'll write them in on the ballot. And that's how they go about doing their business. You know, so that's why a team that has been down for a significant period of time still appears in the top 10 because of the fact that they have name cachet and they'll get that initial vote going forward. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's kind of the fun aspect of it. Oklahoma, before we move on here, but Oklahoma and Alabama specifically, you know, they finish at number two, and they're back of Ohio State for a while, from a pretty significant margin. But over the last 65 years, they've been the most consistently elite program. Top five in percentage of bowl appearances in five of the past six decades. National titles in four of the decades. 27 top five finishes. And 393 total top five appearances. More than any other program. You know, as far as rest of it goes, you know, top 40, all that kind of good stuff. You know, these guys come in. Saban transitioning the bear. And this is where, you know, the AP. Alabama has 10 national titles during the poll area, the most of anybody, easily. Number one ranking 74 times, fifth among FBS teams. But half of those number ones, 43, they've come during Nick Saban. Now, when you think about it, back in the day with the Bear, you had those rivalries. It was literally three teams. It was Notre Dame, it was Alabama, it was USC. And Woody. We'll give Woody a little love there. But, you know, it moved around so much that getting that coveted number one ranking and holding it for a significant period of time, you know, it was tough. And these were programs that had, you know, 100, 120 guys on the team, any number of which would have been starters and possibly All-Americans at other programs, but chose to go to Oklahoma, chose to go to Nebraska, chose to go to USC, chose to go to Alabama. You know, they weren't playing at Auburn. They weren't playing at South Carolina. They weren't playing at Texas Tech. Different world now. Now you want to get these guys in there. They can have a complete effect on your program where they literally turn it around in a heartbeat. And they want to play. Kids want playing time. You know, as we come up on the college football season, the usual suspects will be at the top of the polls. And that's all well and good. That's all fun. But it'll shift, and it'll shift dramatically. The heavy hitters will be there. Alabama will be there yet again. LSU will be there yet again. I'm expecting a big bump up for Florida this year. Arkansas looks poised to make their move. We'll see about Notre Dame. You know, but again, the landscape is different these days because premier players go to all levels of schools now. And it's not just the big three, the big four, the big five. You know, and again, lists are subjective, and that's why, you know, when they talk about greatest of this, I usually don't get into it. But this one was kind of fun. You know, what the AP doesn't take into account is split championships. And AP and the UPI or AP and the coaches, you know, back in 91, Washington split the 91 poll. Iowa and LSU back in 59. Iowa doesn't get credit for it because it wasn't an AP poll on their side where they won. LSU in 03. Southern Cal gets the AP. LSU gets the coaches. No credit. You know, and I mean, that's the nature of the beast. I mean, look, they're not going to give credit to other polling services, but, you know, it's fun. And, you know, if you're, like I said, part of one of these schools and it's all well and good and you're having a good time, hopefully. And if you're getting ready and you're back at college and all this kind of good stuff, you know, this is a topic for conversation. Not so bad. But as we go from there to the NFL before we hit the break, already injuries, as I said, more out for the Cowboys. And it will more than likely mean that it's going to end up being a Nick Foles backup party. And guess what? Not so bad. if that ends up being the case. I mean, Manziel's people will reach out, but I even Jimmy, boy, oh boy, with everything that's been going on, can I see Jimmy doing that? No, not yet. Not yet. I mean, he's allegedly sober, although there was a report from TMZ, because they must have somebody literally nipping at his heels, that he was doing shots in an L.A. bar. We need to pick that up right there. I see what direction the Cowboys are going to go in. It's a pretty significant injury for them, considering the lack of durability of Tony Romo over the last few years. I'm Bob Black. This is Spatter on Black. Don't go anywhere.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Let me tell you something. You black people come in here and put way too much cheese on the nachos. And then you go home and put it on your burger. It's not for your burger.
Well, sure it is. Cheese is cheese. Come on. Welcome back to the Attack. Mixing in some of the new ones. That's a good thing, Roberto. We should do that more often. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, as I said, and at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, look, it's fun. It's football season. It's basketball. It's baseball season. It's a little bit of everything. College football getting ready to crank up. Pro football's cranked up. Everything is fun and frivolity here on the Attack. And not so much in the NFL camps, however. And, you know, look, there's a already injuries going on, and certainly some strange happenings going on in some of the camps. But we'll start off with a couple of the headlines. And Kellen Moore fractures his right leg in practice. And Nick Foles, talk about timing being everything in life. You know, look, it's they're not going to go, the Cowboys being they, Dak Prescott, as their backup quarterback. It's not going to happen. There's going to be somebody else out there on the market that they want to bring in on the just in case. And they're going to need somebody that will represent some depth. You know, I mean, look, the ties are there. Foles is represented by David Dunn, and his clients are Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan, who coach the offense and the head coach of the football team, respectively. So, you know, chances are pretty good it's going to be Nick Foles. But even if it isn't, they've got to get somebody who they can bring in and know that if something happens with Tony Romo, which is more than likely, that the season is not lost. Now, they can do a trade. There's a couple of guys out there that may or may not be available. I mean, it's pretty obvious now that Tampa Bay is completely committed to the kid. Mike Glennon is expendable at this point. And, you know, a lot of people think he could be a starter in this league. I happen to be one of them. So if they're willing to pay the price, maybe they could turn a deal with Tampa Bay. It probably would have to include Dak Prescott and some kind of a trade draft pick. You know, Josh McCown, you know, come on, please. But the possibility now for Nick Foles, who bought his way out of his contract, is pretty good at landing in Cowboy land. Now, I don't know how much flexibility they have with the cap and all that kind of stuff. Frankly, I don't care. It's boring. But they'll find a way to get the deal done if they do decide to go in that direction. And to me, it's not a bad move. I mean, familiarity with the division, familiarity with the rivals, familiarity with the program. You know, he went up against that defense for a couple of years with the Eagles. He knows what the team is about. He knows what the organization is about. And it's something that, you know, I would imagine he'd pick up the system pretty quickly. And, you know, take it in that direction. It seems to be good timing on the part of Nick Foles. And unfortunately for a Cowboy team that's already decimated due to suspension and, you know, various other things and a lot of injury, they're in trouble already. And I know they're the cute favorite, but there's a lot of bad stuff going on out there for them. Injury and suspension and all the things I was talking about. You know, last week we talked to Shereen Williams before she went to Rio. She's of the same opinion. For somebody who's around the team, and it's all well and good to project and think that everything's going to be hunky-dory. And you look at the rest of the division, Eagles probably going to stink. You never know with Washington. Giants certainly still have holes, although I think I'm a lot more optimistic about them than most people. But, you know, attrition being what it is in a National Football League, I don't know. I don't know about this Cowboy team. They have the best offensive line in the National Football League. There's no question about it. Will the running backs perform? Will Ezekiel Elliott be worth the pick that they invested on him? They've got the wide receiver core, obviously, and they have the quarterback in Tony Romo when he stays upright, but he can't stay upright. It's not his fault. He gets the snot welled out of him sometimes. And bones break, and he's getting old. You know, when we were talking to Shereen Williams, we were talking about the fact that when McClain failed his drug test, and, you know, I misspoke. I said PEDs, but it wasn't. It was actually recreational. Everybody thought it was weed. Nope. It's the purple drink. It raises his ugly head again. Sprite, cough syrup, and codeine. Jamarcus Russell special. That's Dangerous stuff. It's dangerous stuff. I mean, you know, look, this is a guy that missed the OTAs. He's retired twice already in his career. But again, being repped by Pat Dye, somebody that they were counting on to get it done. Not getting it done. There's a lot of trouble there in Happy Valley. There really is. When we start doing our previews and start talking about these guys and the pickups, I think you're going to be surprised on how I feel about the Cowboys and what direction I think they're going to take. Trent Richardson, probably done with football at age 26. Number three pick in 2012. Has now bounced from Cleveland to Indy to Oakland, and the Ravens cut him. And he was really confident about getting his career back on track. And when the Ravens signed him, you know, he said, look, this story is going to end by me putting on a yellow jacket, talking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Well, the only way he's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame is by buying a ticket. It's not how do I put it? He was kind of lazy in the beginning of his career. He felt he was going to come in and just dominate the league the same way he dominated college. And, you know, I remember Joe and I talking about this and the fact that we both thought he was going to be an all-timer. We did. He had that Earl Campbell power and speed. And unfortunately, that's where the story stopped, because he had the knee injury and he literally never recovered from it. And his hesitation in hitting the hole, which was something that was prevalent in college, but he could make up for it with the power and the speed, was something that he never overcame. He didn't have that football instinct to just go for the hole. That combined with the fact that the conditioning issues earlier on in his career, and that wasn't the case with the Ravens, but he wasn't able to stay in peak condition with the Ravens because of the fact he tweaked a hammy literally in the first week of the offseason, and he had a scope again on the knee, and they put him on the PUP. And unfortunately, you know, we always talk about these arthroscopic knee surgeries, and we say to ourselves, oh, you know, these guys will bounce right back. You know, they're all Adrian Peterson, who didn't have a scope. He had a major surgery. But, you know, just they're all going to be like AP when it involves a scope. Come back, bounce back, be better than ever. It's not always the case. And Richardson fell into that category. He never regained that burst that made him so unique. He still had the size. He still had the power. But he didn't have that ability to hit the hole quickly anymore. And, you know, unfortunate. It really was unfortunate, because I think he truly had the ability to be one of those great, great running backs. But there's a reason why National Football League teams devalue running backs. And that's because of this. Because of the fact that the wheels can literally come off the cart at any given moment. And it did with Trent Richardson. And here's a guy, like I said, he's 26 years old. He should still be going up the mountain and not be on the other side of it. But he's been on the other side of it for almost four seasons now. And literally, well, let's put it this way. If somebody signs Trent Richardson before somebody signs Ray Rice, and gives Richardson an opportunity when it's been proven now that he literally, athletically, cannot do it anymore, then if I was Ray Rice, I'd sue the league for restraint of trade. And you know how we all feel about Ray Rice and what he did. But the guy hasn't even gotten a sniff of an opportunity. How do you know what he can do unless you bring him into camp and let him show you what he can do? And, you know, Joe's fond of saying, well, you know, we can go off the last. No. I know he didn't produce as well, and it looked like he was heading downhill. but he's also had 2 years off. Let's see what those legs have left. If you're looking for a running back, even if he ends up being your change of pace guy, because don't forget, he can run and catch the ball out of the backfield. Give him a shot. You know, the protesters be damned. They'll go away after a week. He's paid his price in many ways. His tombstone will read Ray Rice, spousal abuser. And then it'll talk about the rest of his life. He's paid that price. So, we'll see. But Trent Richardson looks like he's gone. Honey Badger gets some money. He gets my kind of money. 5 years, $62.5 million, including $40 mil guaranteed. Not bad. Not bad. Matthew, he's that good. His largest contract in the NFL for his safety. You know, he tore his ACL with 2 games left, and he had his left one done back in 2013. But, you know, look, he's one of those guys. I mean, he's fast, but he's one of those guys that he plays with guile and intelligence as much as anything else. 5 INTs last year, 89 tackles and a sack. He plays 3 positions. You can line him up on the outside. He excels at safety. He can play the nickel. And he does special teams on top of it. I mean, you know, he is just one of those guys that he's a football player. Simple as that. He's kept his nose clean since he got out of college. And don't forget, when he was drafted, one of the stipulations on his contract was he entered a drug testing program with the team. So this isn't only league testing. This is team testing. And it's a pretty consistent thing. He loves his weed. But with all that being said, he's played up. I mean, his rookie contract was $662,000 in signing and $265,000 up front, and the rest of it got spread out. So, I mean, he's been money worth and then some. So they're rewarding him. And they're rewarding him with the biggest contract in the NFL regarding a safety ever. We'll pick it up right there and finish it right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, this was fun today. A lot of great stuff to be able to talk about there. It hopefully you enjoyed it too. But again, with the National Football League, we're starting to swing in that direction. We're going to have a lot to talk about as we clear the summer blues and head towards the fall. But, again, Honey Badger getting his deal and well worth the money. You know, it's funny, for all the years of having pedestrian teams and really bad teams and being a badly run organization, you can make the argument that the Arizona Cardinals now, particularly with Bruce Arians heading them up as the head coach, are one of the better run programs in the National Football League. They stay competitive every year, usually make the playoffs. They've drafted very, very well. And, going forward, they're going to be around for a while. You know, as teams adjust on the fly, you don't know what's going to happen in San Francisco. And, the Rams are making their transition and all that kind of good stuff. Cardinals are going to be around for a little while. Speaking of the Rams, they haven't heard anything out of Trey Mason. It's getting a little scary. 7 months they haven't heard from him. They have no idea where he is. He got popped back in March on reckless driving and marijuana, resisting arrest. His family doesn't know where he is. Bus Cook doesn't know where he is. Greg Robinson had issues. Talked to him, I should say, but he's lost touch with him. You know, Mason wasn't happy that they went Todd Gurley, but, there's been some bizarre goings and ons with him. Cops have gone to his house like a half a dozen times in the offseason. They're truly, truly worried about him. He's dropped off the face of the earth. Hopefully he's okay. Football becomes secondary at that point. That's it for this edition of The Attack. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow. Have a couple of guests lined up, and we'll be doing that as well as we head towards the end of the week. For Mr. Joe Spano on vacation, for Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.